We the People, sponsored by the makers of Sanka Coffee, will return to the air on Tuesday, September the 27th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Remember the first broadcast next Tuesday at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
Columbia Workshop, under the direction of William N. Robeson. Tonight the workshop presents He Doubles in Pipes, a modern fairy story adapted by Hilda Cole from her original story, Joe Swing Retired, which appeared recently in Screen and Radio Weekly. Mark Warno conducts the orchestra, and famed hot Pee Wee Irwin plays Joe Swing's trumpet. But remember, he doubles in pipes.
You would see a few celebrities here at the Club Tequila, Janie. You see that guy that just came in, sitting down over at the table in the corner?
Yeah.
That's Mac Dennis. He spends every night of his life covering the swing spot. He's cracked. Whoever this name. Yeah, the guy's kind of pathetic, though. The nightclub boys all feed him because he's good column fodder. He used to be one of the big press agents before he told a story nobody'd believe and stuck to it.
Tell me about him.
Well, he told this story about Joe Swing. When nobody believed him, they say he went kind of nuts. The reason he covers all the swing spots now is because he thinks Joe Swing will happen in again someday, and he can prove Joe wasn't just any ordinary bugler.
Joe Swing? Who's Joe Swing?
Well, Joe Swing is the guy who really started this swing music craze.
Oh.
That was 3 years ago when you were only 14 in swaddling clothes. Oh. Mac Dennis was the press agent at the Rendezvous Club where Joe started everything. Of course, there are a lot of funny stories about Joe Swing, but, you know, people exaggerate. You'd think a press agent could exaggerate and get away with it. But Mac exaggerated a little too far the night Joe disappeared. Oh, it was a goofy story, but... Well, the trouble was he seemed to mean it. And it got around that Mac was serious about being nuts.
Well, what's the story?
Oh, it's something to hear him tell it. He gets this funny look in his eyes, as if he'd like to bend the spoon he means it so much.
Yeah?
Yeah, some nights he won't talk, but... Well, some other nights, if you buy him a drink, he will. Listen, suppose I try. Maybe he'll talk tonight. Now, just you turn on the charm while I get him. Hello, Mac. What do you think of this band?
Ah, they're great, they're great. They've almost got it.
Yeah, they sure have. Say, listen, Mac, I've got a sweet little girl over there and I...
You've got... always got a sweet little girl.
Yeah, thanks, Mac. Oh, but this one's nuts about swing. She was just asking me about it. You know, what is it? Where did it start? So I said, you're in luck because there's somebody here who can really tell you.
Yeah?
Yeah, come on over and have a drink, huh?
No, I'm tired.
Aw, look at her over there, Mac. Look at that smile.
Yeah, she's got a sweet smile, all right.
Come on, Mac.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Janie, this is Mac Dennis.
How do you do, Mr. Dennis?
Glad to meet you. Now, Bud's promised to introduce you to the maniac.
Oh, no. That is, well, I'd like to hear about Joe Swing.
All right, little girl. And bear in mind as you listen that I wouldn't put it past Joe to blow in here this minute. And if he did blow in here this minute and picked up that trumpet, listen, you'd find yourself doing a lot of foolish things before this evening was over.
Was he that good?
Good. I'll say he was good. There wasn't anyone like him before or since. Look, I want you to see it just the way it was, sister. It was a club rendezvous 3 years ago. I was the press agent. Well, business was bad, and there's no connection, of course. Mo Bernstein managed the joint, and there was this Bill Stoker's band, but... Well, he wasn't so hot in those days. He was very long underwear. Well, I remember that night he was playing one of those tangos. You know, the kind of mean. And Paul and Pepita, this smooth dance team, were out on the floor doing that dream world stuff, you know. Well, I want you to see it just the way it was, sister. I want you to see the people sitting around that room, the Park Avenue hay bags with diamond earrings, and, you know, all the people who hated to be 30 because, well, I don't know, when you're 30, it begins to seem like you can't use youth as an excuse to experiment anymore. Well, you know the type. Nowadays, they're called Cafe Society. You can see them, can't you, sister?
Oh, no, I'm crazy about dogs, but I can't stand cats.
You know, a small town is a place to grow up. If I ever had any kids...
Well, what if she does wear braces in her teeth?
Office politics, that's what it was. Office politics. He's a brilliant fellow.
And ever since then, I parted my hair in the middle.
Now, I always like people right off the bat, or I never like them at all. And you're moving, I look at you...
Well, the band's begin to play, and the flag is begin to fly. You'll get into a snappy uniform with the red on it.
I'm just like the Statue of Liberty. I always carry the torch.
Yeah, well, there's always that way over at the rendezvous, sister. You know, given that admission, there'd be a silence that you could drop a pin in. They'd sit still and rattle the ice in their glasses. Yeah, it took a floor show to get them gabbing. Well, Mo Bernstein, he had an office off the floor, and I was standing there in the entrance with him, just as Paul and Pepita had bowed out. Bill Stoker was starting in on Sweet Sue. Mo was always standing there in the entrance, brooding over the floor. Well, all of a sudden, he came out of this gloomy trance of his.
Say, Mac, who's that guy?
What guy, Mac?
That bum hanging around the bandstander.
Yeah? No, looks like he's lost a bet. I haven't seen a top hat like that since I worked for Ted Lewis.
Looks like a drunken bum off the streets to me. How did he get in?
Search me, sweetheart. You hire the bouncers.
That guy's got a screwy look in his eyes. Get Bucky.
Well, he might be a celebrity, Mo.
The only celebrity he might be is Harpo Marx. Harpo Marx is in Hollywood. Anyway, Harpo don't dress like that, except he's in pictures. Go on, get Bucky. I don't like the way that guy's watching the band. Go on, get Bucky.
Okay, sweetheart. Hey, Bucky. Bucky, get to work.
What's the matter?
I see that guy over the bandstand.
Huh? Yeah. Well, for the... How did he get in?
Yeah, well, that's what Mr. Bernstein wants to know, and Mr. Bernstein says get him out. Maybe he'll come quietly, but I don't know. He don't look like
it. I'll take care of him.
Listen, you better hurry. He's grabbing Gusty's trumpet there.
Hey, what do you think you're doing? Give me that horn.
Hey,
what's going on? You're a
real
white guy.
Grab him, Bucky. Listen, he's got a wild look in his eye.
Hey, that drunken bum. Get down off that bandstand.
Listen to that, would you?
Look at Moe.
Hey, Mo. Mo, you know what you just did, sweetheart? You bit right through your cigar. Well, there's one thing you got to admit. The bums that crashed this joint come musical, all right.
But I tell you this much. They come hard to catch.
Look at the faces. Look at the faces in this room. Why, they never heard anything like that before.
He's got the look of a maniac.
Oh, wait. Listen, let him finish his number. Let him.
Huh. Try and stop him.
Boy, oh, boy, this is well scored. The boys in the bandstand, they're eating it up, Mo.
Yeah.
Red, stop waving his baton. Look, he's going over to the other piano. Boy, you've got something here, sweetheart. Holy elephant. Hey, look. Look at that old dame dancing all by herself there, will you? Mary, you're a sight. Sit down.
Oh, when I was a kid, I used to dance all by myself. All by myself to my own music and my own head. I haven't felt that way since. And now because I'm old... Oh, you don't get old, really. You just look in the mirror, and there you are. Oh, I don't care. Let me go.
I don't like the way that drunken horn player is watching you, laughing at you.
He knows just how I feel. Let me go, Charlie. Hey, doesn't anybody feel the way I do?
Sure, I do.
Well, come on, let's go.
Well, Mo, did you ever notice how something unexpected like this can make strangers bosom pals?
Ah, the party's getting rough.
I never saw a room go nuts so fast. You know, if anybody should ask me, I could skip around there myself. Well, I guess I better ring up some of the press. Only I hate to miss any of this. You know, that trumpet's as hot as a branding iron. It kind of gets me, you know, Mo?
Mac, I gotta nail that guy and find out where he came from and what his game is.
Hey, Mr. Bernstein.
Yeah, Puccini. What do you want?
Mr.
Mr. Bernstein, you better send out for some more champagne.
What do you mean, send out for some more champagne?
Well, all of a sudden, there is again for champagne. Everybody wants champagne.
You aren't by any chance getting wacky yourself, are you?
I'm telling you, Mr. Bernstein, you just walk around the room yourself. They all want champagne.
Oh, sure, I love champagne. Isn't it funny? All of a sudden, you want something definite like that. When I was a kid, I'd get a yen for something like that.
You must have been some kid. Waiter! Waiter! Champagne! I'm slightly sour and scotch myself. I couldn't drink another cup. I want some champagne.
This wine tastes better than usual.
Yes, I've never tasted.
What's the matter?
He's coming over here. That trumpet player's coming over to this table.
He won't eat you.
I'm scared. Look at it. Don't.
That's okay. Let him have your champagne, honey. He's just thirsty. It's only human to get a little thirsty. Hey, Joe?
Hey, wait a minute. What do you think you're doing? Hey, what's so funny about that? I pay $2 for that gardenia, and a screwy trumpet player comes up and tears the petals off.
Oh, there's something about that man. Something about him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that package is going faithfully for the
petals. Yeah, well, I don't get it. He tears up your gardenia, and you just giggle.
Oh, I couldn't help it. It was cute of it. Oh, Bob. I feel sort of silly and wonderful.
Yeah?
Maybe it's a champagne. Bob, kiss me.
Hey, listen, are you crazy?
Yes, I am. I'm crazy, and I don't care who's looking. Come on, kiss me. Kiss me, kiss me.
Well, sister, you begin to get the idea. I want to tell you that was hysteria like no hysteria I've ever seen.
Golly.
When I got back to that room after telephoning the press, Joe was still, he was still blowing, and Mo was standing there with his cigar bit to tatters.
I never saw anything like it. I never saw anything like it.
Mo, listen, the papers will open up on this like the Red Sea, sweetheart. You know, it looks like you don't need a press agent, sweetheart. What you need is a lot of doctors with a bunch of hypodermic needles, you know.
Listen, I gotta nail that guy down, Mac. What about tomorrow night? What if he don't show up? Every time I try to get hold of the guy, he blows in my ear. Looks like he won't follow anything but a debutante or a glass of champagne. Look. There he goes over to that table, Mac. See if you can get him in my office. Dogs and children like you.
Well, maybe he'll come if I whistle. I don't think.
Hey, Joe! Joe! Say, Joe, how'd you like to sign your name to a contract?
Oh, I talk too much, huh? Can you try that? Hey, only look, fella. Now, look, if you work here regularly, I hope you won't go around tickling the necks of our fair patrons with odd pieces of fern. Ah, that's a nice tone of voice you got there. Hey, don't you have any respect for the great Mo Bernstein? Hey, listen, he wants to see you. Now, come on, Joe, come on. Just step in the office and you've got yourself a job. I know you're happy, but listen, do I have to follow you around offering you a job? A bum like you with baggy old pants like a circus clown and a hat that you probably dug out of the ash can a month ago, huh? Now, does that make sense? Oh, is that so? Now, come on, listen, you're too big to act cute and you're too ugly, too. Now, go on, get into Moe's office and we'll talk business. He's waiting for you, him and Bill Stilfer.
Leave him alone. Let him play. He's sweet. Woo! You think of my neck, I'll get the giggles. Oh,
Look, Joe. Nice big bottle of champagne. Nice bottle. Look, Joe. Nice bottle. Now, listen. Is this what you want, is it? Okay, then you just follow me this way. Okay, come on, you'll get it. Hey, listen, fella, do you come crazy like this, or is it just an act? Has the cat got you done? Okay, it's a swell act right this way. Come on, right in this door, that's right. All right, here's the bottle for you. Okay, Mo, here's your bugler.
Sit down, Mr. I want you to meet the conductor of our band, Bill Stoker.
I'm glad to meet you, Mr.
Joe, look, the general idea is that they want to know your name. Hey, listen, Joe, listen, that isn't beer, that's champagne, fella.
This is a good time to get one thing straight. I don't allow any drinking on the job. Now, that's orders. As Phil here will tell you, Mr.
Mo.
What's this guy's...
Maybe I'd better take over for a minute. Joe, look, you do have a name, don't you? Thanks. That's a great help.
Maybe he don't want to tell his name, huh? Maybe he escaped from the booby house.
Yeah, maybe he don't know his name.
Look, where'd you come from, Bud? Where's your hometown?
What difference does it make, huh?
Listen, I'm a busy man. Do you want a job or are you just a wise guy? I don't waste no time on wise guys. Either you talk business or either you get out.
Mo, listen, wait a minute. You astonish him. You don't make any sense to him.
Well, he's clowning around. For what? For what is he clowning around
well,
for?
Well, maybe he can talk. Do you ever stop to think of that? Maybe he can't talk except with that trumpet of his.
I ain't wasting any more time on some bum that happened to be a sensation because he didn't get thrown out.
So look now, let's talk sense, eh, Joe? let's talk salary. Did you ever play with a band before? You belong to the union. I ask you a civil question. Answer me, you dumb fuck you.
Well, I'll be a... Hey, listen. Open the door. He's playing again. Yeah, he's playing now. But is he dependable? Can I give him a build-up? Will he show up tomorrow night?
I don't know, sweetheart, but it looks as if for once in your life you've come across a musician that you can't handle.
Sister, by midnight, it was all over town about how Joe had blown into the rendezvous and how he was playing music like no one had ever heard before. Well, I guess as long about 12:30, the place began to load up with celebrities and the press. There wasn't any more room to dance on the floor. That place, it was jam-packed. Mo Bernstein, it was wild. But he thought up a way to get rid of the first crowd to make room for the celebrities. Joe began to look like a sort of a racehorse shut up in a stall. And the tone of that trumpet of his, it got meaner and meaner. It began to sound a little like Donald Duck.
Sorry, sir, but this the table is taken.
No, sure it's taken. It's been taken all evening.
I'm sorry, sir, but after midnight, this the table is reserved every evening for another gentleman. You know, Mr. Arnold Darwin, the columnist. But I'm sure you understand, sir. You'll have to move to another table, please.
That's a hot one. Move to another table. How do you like that, Vivian?
Try and find another table.
Sorry, madame, but I
can't... Well, we were here first.
Now, look, I'm terribly sorry, but I have to cover these clubs for my paper. It's in the line of duty.
We had no warning whatsoever.
I'm sorry, sir,
but... my good people, I can't stand here all evening like vultures.
It is a bit awkward.
Come on, Vivian, it's no use.
Oh.
He's got the pull of a tugboat. I'm
terribly sorry, really.
Nuts.
I bet he wouldn't part with that hat if you gave him a season ticket to Dom.
Personally, I was getting fed up with these word games. I'm just as mad as I can.
You've got that restless look again, Dave. Don't you ever get a kick out of anything without wanting to sign it up?
Yeah, but this Joe Swing's a great showman. Great. He'd be great in pictures with a hairy face.
marvelous. But is there anything intellectual about it? Isn't it purely emotional?
Personally, I'd like to see him rip the bottom out of the Ride of the Valkyries in Carnegie Hall.
Star-spangled banner of your emotion.
Well, just wave a bell and beckon.
Oh, Joe. Hi, Joe. There's a very famous and lovely lady here who'd like to meet you.
Wave a bell, darling. You needn't be afraid of seeming vulgar.
Oh, Joe, looky. He is not impressed.
Well, then wave a bigger one.
How's this, Joe, huh? Joe, looky. Nice, eh? Well, I'll be it. He is not interested.
Mo, you look like you don't know what hit you. And you, the guy who never changes his expression except when it gets too dirty.
Frankly, Mac, I'm worried.
Worried? Don't make me laugh. Every celebrity you ever angled for is in this place right now. Just look at him. And are they eating him up?
That's just it. They're eating him up.
And that guy's not so dumb.
Now, what could you be insinuating, Mr. Bernstein?
Why was he clowning around about signing up here? Because he's waiting for the temperature to rise. He wouldn't talk because he don't want to talk. Not yet. Places jammed with talent scouts, and they're all giving him the eye. Alf Heiser of Zenith Films was just on my neck. They all want to know how long I got him tied up for. So I give him the old double talk. But you know damn well, Mac, I ain't got Joe tied up by so much as a cobweb. It makes me nervous.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
I gotta get hold of him. I gotta nail him.
Sorry, monsieur, but you will have to move. This table is taken.
What do you mean, this table is taken?
Well, you see, it is reserved for Adam Enbridge every night from 1 o'clock on. I'm sorry, monsieur.
Say, listen, I've been watching you, and I tell you that neither you nor Mr. Entwich are going to pull a fast one on me like you've been pulling around this room. I don't like big shots,
but with
you, oily so-and-so. Entwich,
let's see where we are. They make me stick around here.
I'm Adam Entwich. Now, let's keep our heads. You've had this table all evening, haven't you?
Yes, Mr. Entwich, we've been here first. We liked Joe's swing before you people came in. It makes me sick the way the whole bunch of you are acting. It's if he wasn't any good till you said so. But when your celebrity say he's good and sit around saying how marvelous and how divine, that makes him good. He has to come in here late and get possessive, the whole bunch of you. He's yours. He belongs to you now because you said he's good. He's as good as your court jester already.
Oh, what horrid people.
Definitely, my dear. The messes and all that sort of thing.
Why, you lousy...
Mac, get after Joe. There he goes out the door. Tail him, and don't let him get out of your sight.
I'll follow him like he was my own fate, sweetheart.
Well, right there's where my trouble started, sister. Because Mo told it all over Broadway that I never did catch sight of Joe. After it was all over, Mo said that I let him get away from me. Mo said that Joe was just some maniacal, irresponsible bum who didn't know the meaning of dough. Mo said that I never saw Joe again after he blew out of the rendezvous.
But you did, didn't you?
Sure. I followed him. He headed right up 7th Avenue toward Central Park. It was raining kind of a, you know, light, drizzly rain, and the sky was that purple pink the way it gets.
Uh-huh.
Well, Joe walked ahead in that funny kind of a hop and shuffle of his, and I don't know, he looked sad. He looked so sad the way he was walking carrying that trumpet that, Well, I felt like a heel.
Gee.
Well, he headed straight for the park, and when he got to that fence there, you know, that railing, well, suddenly he threw up his hat in the air, and he jumped over the fence. He cleared it just like an athlete. Well, I figured that he was ducking me for laughs, so I yelled after him, "Hey, Joe! Hey, Joe! Joe, hey, Joe, come on back here! Hey, Joe, listen, you have a weird sense of humor, sweetheart. Oh, now, look, cut it out. I know you're sitting there sniggering in the bushes. Look, Joe, Mo says come home to Mama. Hey, is that you whistling, Honey Bunch? Or is it the wind? Yeah, only there isn't any wind. Say, Joe, listen, you left your horn behind. Yeah, and your shoes. I love them. Kicked right off in the dirt, huh? Well, maybe I better follow your footprints. Yes, sir, that would be real cute. You hiding in the bushes and me chasing you. Okay, boy. I'll follow your footprints. Yeah. What the devil? Hey. Easy, Mac, easy. You better look again. Light a match. My Lord. Lord, they ain't footprints. They're hoof prints. The cloven hoof. The cloven hoof right here in the mud where he was. My Lord, if it ain't the great god Pan. Well, no wonder he wouldn't join the Union. Well, sister, I tried to tell him. I tried to tell him what I saw and what I heard that sounded like the wind. Yeah, this guy said he doubles in pipes. I guess he got over his yen for the brass.
Yeah, easy, brother, easy.
No.
Have another drink.
No, look, I tell you, I saw those hoof prints. No, really, I lit a match and I saw.
Yeah, I know. Have another drink.
No, I gotta move. They say there's a new swing band up in the little dive on 72nd Street. I don't know, maybe Joe will stop in there.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshops production of He Doubles in Pipes, an original radio play by Hilda Cole based on her story Joe Swing Retires, which was published recently in Screen and Radio Weekly, the national newspaper fan magazine syndicated by the Detroit Free Press. Joe Swing talked through the trumpet of Mike Miola, and the solos were played by Pee Wee Irwin. Mark Warner arranged the incidental music and conducted the orchestra. The entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. Mac was played by Van Heflin and Mo by Edward Latimer. Heard in the cast were Barbara Weeks, Elsie May Gordon, Flora Campbell, Templeton Fox, Dwight Weath, Ray Collins, Walter Vaughn, Guy Repp, Louis Van Ruten, and Carl Eastman. This is Kenneth Roberts speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.